HMS Podcast brought to you by ZMANow.com. Go to the website to learn how to buy a bottle of Testrogain with ZMA and get two Viala fill bottles for free. Put John 20 in the promo code and get 20% off at ZMANow.com.
This man needs medical attention.
Holmberg's morning sickness.
The old method of treatment for a person in this condition was to throw him in jail.
Here in the morning sickness on this glorious Friday, about ready to get rid of the Guadalupe Squares coming up in just a second, and our own Frank Caliendo's here to promote away. Frank is back. Welcome home, Frank.
Yeah.
I did that almost like Rod Ronnie. Frank is back. Come on!
I bored you.
Are you following the Alex Trebek thing?
Not yet.
So he's very bravely continuing on with Jeopardy.
Oh.
And then every 3 or 4 days, he says something to the news media. For instance, 2 weeks ago, I love Jeopardy. I don't know if you watch, but I love Jeopardy.
It's
I
just too easy.
It is a simple game. I think that's why I like it. It's just 30 minutes of killing time.
Yeah.
You get 40 or 50 questions right, and you move on with your day.
Yeah.
I don't know what the big hubbub is.
Yeah.
But Alex is there, and he's doing the game just the same with his pancreatic cancer now, eating him alive from the inside out. And then he tells the media.
My father-in-law died.
It's brutal, horrible.
Brutal.
We know it's horrible.
Right.
We don't need it put in our face every night at 7 o'clock. So there he is doing the thing. I'm like, look at Alex bravely going. And then I'll check the news. And a week or two ago, he goes, there are some nights that I cry myself to sleep. And I'm in puddles of tears.
His dressing room floor curled up.
Yeah, I curl up and cry.
Withering in pain.
And then last, what was the thing he said yesterday? Where he said something just absolutely horrific about.
Well, he said he'd be on his dressing room floor, withering in pain and even crying.
Yeah.
But why he had 15 minutes to pull himself together before he'd have to go back on stage.
Yeah.
But why is he doing it?
We have no idea. And it's
he's
the
wearing a hair piece.
No, take a break. What is take a break?
Yeah, I keep saying that.
Okay.
P words is the category. Go ahead. This disease is ravishing the host in front of you. What is pancreatic cancer, Alex? That's right. Oh, please stop it.
Potent potables.
Former host.
I don't understand. I agree with you. I don't understand why.
Yeah.
Why you would be – just get somebody else a job.
Well, we think Will Ferrell should just be standing just in case he drops dead on TV. And
you
just
know,
have Will come in. Don't say a word about it. Next break, have Will Ferrell doing it and then no one
And you know, I feel terrible saying all this stuff, but I think you're right.
I am 100%
right. 100% correct.
It
I
is.
I feel awful.
Why? Well, stop telling the media how awful it feels and then make me watch this mundane game show.
But I think once Holzhauer gets the record –
He might not.
Aren't
because
these all
that's
taped?
What he wants to,
yeah, they're all taped.
Why don't they make it easier for him and just tape them all and get them all done, air them all on one day, let him get, you know.
The
go.
Last thing I want is him dead and they've got a month in the can. And they just keep re-airing the posthumous Alex Trebek episode. They're tough to watch. But
yeah.
I love Jeopardy, but right now it's like, oh, Jeopardy's on, you watch, and it's fun. And then you open up your phone and the news, and it says Alex Trebek says, the excruciating pain makes Jeopardy miserable, but I'm still doing it.
Maybe
we
the
don't
producers at Jeopardy are looking at him like, man, if he, you know, keels over withering in pain on a show, ratings gold.
No one loves it. No one loves.
Who's going to follow this?
Yeah.
Who are we going to get to
go
replace?
Go ahead, Sajak. Give that a run.
Top that.
And Sajak has to light himself on fire in the middle of that wheel.
Have you ever looked at Sajak on Twitter, his stuff?
He's hilarious.
Oh, he's great.
He's a very funny man. He had that talk show in the early 90s that didn't work because they tried to make him Pat Sajak, but he's funny.
Yeah.
He's dirty kind of a.
Every guy's dirty.
Nudge
at a certain age.
That's a good point. Strong point.
There's nothing.
It's time for Brady to entertain us all. It's brought to you by ReactDefense.com, home of Tactical Black. I got an email from a guy who said I got myself and my two kids involved. I owe you, John, for getting us into this, and you owe me for all the bruises and puking that I plan to do. We're serious about it. Well, good for you, and that's all I care about right now. Everybody getting involved is doing something that could potentially someday save their lives if you learn the self-defense training. That is bar none. It is the best in the city. Anybody else training in this area is just a pretender by comparison. I absolutely love what I've learned so far. I'm going in there today. We're doing some more scenarios around that bar, and it is eye-opening, the little things that you can do that might just de-escalate something or change the game completely. We live in a weird world. There's no problem with being prepared. It doesn't hurt you at all to just learn a little extra and have some more confidence and also get in some incredible shape because the workouts are amazing. ReactDefense.com also loves the military. Military Appreciation Month. Check out the deal at ReactDefense.com for all you military folks. You're getting 2 months for literally the price of about half of one. It's unreal. So thank you to the military. ReactDefense.com, home of Tactical Black. Brady Entertainment.
David Beckham had his driver's license revoked in England because
David
he was
Bacon.
On his phone texting, which
That'll
is
happen.
A no-no there.
Well, I bet you he's fine. He just get a driver.
You ever hear him talk?
He's the most handsome man in the world. I mean, just absolutely stunning. Shirt off, abs for miles. Like, yeah, David, what happened with your phone?
Well, you see, I didn't have my my phone.
You know who he is? Have you seen Thor Ragnarok? He's Korg.
Oh.
The big bounce. Like, he's a big rock guy.
He's got a little baby
voice. Man made of rocks. Oh, my name's Korg.
I don't know why everybody was always on me about how I look. It's just a look, you know. You have to back it up with some personality. The revolution. And I've got loads of that I do.
The revolution has begun.
It's like the first time I heard him talking, I'm like, that can't be right. He's fooling around.
I'm going to marry Posh Spice.
His proposal to her was just
amazing. That the one with the thing tied to his penis?
Yes. Yeah. Sylvester Stallone's 1993 action flick Cliffhanger is getting a remake.
Oh, good.
With a Stallone female again? Lead.
Ah, boo.
With who?
A girl.
A female lead.
Ah, yeah, even better.
Boo. Grab the string. Grab the string. No. I'd rather die. Look, I'll kegel and hold you up. I'm a strong woman. I want to live. Have Stallone have to dangle by the string.
She got the most powerful vagina in all of the mountain.
Yo!
Hey, yo, I'm going to fall unless somebody throws me a rope.
Hello?
Look up
hello?
Above you.
Hello, 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 hello.
I found this cavern. I want to get in the cave and save myself.
Grab onto the chicken. Grab the tampon string rock.
Yo, you know, Mick, I'd rather die than grab a woman by the hoo-ha and try to live like that, you know? That ain't right.
Cliffhanger starring Rocky. That's just bad. But yeah, the woman you know power thing, it's out of control.
Cliffhanger?
Well, they had
Rex Lynn.
Okay. I was actually going to go through the cast that matters. He was the one that said, everybody get in a helicopter.
Yep.
Yeah, that's his line. Brady had dinner with Rex Lynn, so he knows his entire IMDb.
Jessica Chastain and Andrew Garfield will play Jim and Tammy Faye Baker in an upcoming movie.
Chastain got all mad at Game of Thrones for making Sansa proud of herself for being a rape victim.
That was a ridiculous article.
Well, it's
maybe
a lot
she's
of
prepping
them.
For Tammy Faye Baker.
Get oh, that all. Could be. That'd be. That's probably pretty good.
I'm still stuck on IMD Brady.
IMD Brady.
Rex Lynn. Man, I type it in every day to see what his new stuff is.
You haven't talked to Rex in a while.
D. Brady
it's
Bogan.
Been a while, yeah.
You know his first name is David, so it's actually D. Brady Bogan. I am D. Brady Bogan. It's Brady's website about the things he's done. It's his own resume. He updates it every day.
Just people he's talked about and hopes to meet.
Yeah.
Internet movie dad of Brady Bogan.
Saw this guy on TV.
Looked pretty sweet.
While eating a TV dinner.
Pretty sweet. I think I saw the dude who played Horshack's friend on Cotter.
You know what Cole Meany told me the other day?
Yeah, Brady's list of B-list celebrities he's friends with is horrible.
I think Kevin Sorbo not too long
ago. Oh, that's right. Well, he tried to be. And then you went to you were friends with Jim Caviezel for like 8 minutes, and that lasted a year.
Tight. Actually, he's more of it's Kevin Sorbet.
Yeah.
He's a knockoff. He's a stunt
ripped.
Guy.
He's he just sells ice cream. Good, though.
Palate cleanser.
Mm-hmm.
Dennis Rodman has been accused of helping some friends steal clothes from a yoga studio.
Because he did. Did you see the video? There's two people robbing a store, and Dennis is inside the same store, like standing in front of the cameras.
Lifted a $2,500 crystal art piece.
That they broke.
Dropped it on the floor.
Yeah. And Dennis Rodman's there, and they're like, allegedly, Rodman was there to help. And like, there's three people in the store, two of them are robbing it, and one is pointing at things. I think Rodman helped them.
This surprised me. The owner says Dennis and his friends reeked of alcohol.
Yeah. Dennis is drinking again.
Did he stop for a while?
Evidently. Yeah. For like 8 or 10 minutes.
Yeah.
Kim Jong-un reportedly wanted the U.S. to send famous basketball players to North Korea as a condition.
You would say North Dakota. You want to say North
Dakota? Everyone, I send it to North Dakota. I don't know what this demand is, but we can do that. That seems easy.
Bismarck.
Bismarcky. I'm the diabolical Bismarcky making records. Kim Jong asked me to do this, and I like him, so I'm going to do it.
What was that song he did?
Bismarcky?
No. Baby, you got it. What I need. That's what the Bismarcky did. Yeah. I mean, Kim Jong-un. It was big a couple years ago.
Kim Jong-un?
Yeah. Wasn't that him who did the big... I don't think so.
Oh no, the Gangnam Style. No, that was not him.
Oh. That was not Un.
Thank you for figuring that one out.
You wanted to meet him, didn't you? That's why this all got tangled up.
Yeah, he was tremendous.
Somebody get me in a room with Gangnam Style immediately. I want to meet that guy.
Huge on YouTube.
Showed him a picture of Kim Jong-un.
Billions,
this guy here.
Billions.
What an amazing talent. Are you sure about this, Mr. President?
Oh, but Gangnam Style.
Yeah.
That's right.
Psy. His name was Psy.
Oh, Psy, yes.
Because that's what I did every time I saw Kim sing that.
Great picture as well.
Psy,
absolutely.
That's right.
You're brilliant, me. Save it for the squares.
Anyway, Gangnam Style got him in this big pickle where he ended up.
Why do you keep talking about missiles? Just sing.
Welcome, Gangnam Style. All right. Well, there you go. That's your entertainment drill. It's brought to you by ReactDefense.com. Check it out right now. We got the Guadalupe Squares coming up with Frank Caliendo promoting his big show at Stand Up Live Memorial Day weekend, the Saturday and Sunday, I believe the 26th, 27th was correct. 25th, 26th, something like that. In that area, the Saturday and Sunday of Memorial Day, Frank will be performing at Stand Up Live. If you guys want to go down there, check it out, standuplive.com. In the meantime, call us right now, 585-9800. We need a girl. We need a boy. The Squares are next.
If the younger generation doesn't get into rock, then guess what? An art form has died.